Now, hand painting has made a comeback in many cities throughout Wisconsin in recent years, with lots of new murals and large-scale artworks popping up. Our next guest also specializes in hand painting, and you might see his work on storefronts and cars near you. Jeff Williams of The King of Paint has been practicing the craft of traditional sign painting since 1980. He offers hand lettering, pinstriping, and gold leaf gilding out of his shop based in St. Francis. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about traditional hand sign painting versus what we might see kind of mass produced in a print shop these days?
Well, I mean, with the mass of the artwork that you see out on the streets nowadays is all done computerized. It's a digital type of thing. And, I kind of look at it like it's a cookie cutter type of thing, because you can, if you have a computer with, 3,000 fonts in it, well, you can just choose anything you want, where being a traditional sign painter, it's the letters that you have inside of you and how you lay things out, and, which was what I was, drawn to at an early age.
How did you get started in sign painting?
Well, at a very early age, my dad would take me to the racetrack, and we would see these cars, racing in circles or the drag strip. And, I started to notice that, they just really looked, everything was different, the different colors they would use. And not only that, but that they were hand laid out. And I started to notice that, some cars may look kind of have similar things, that would, of course, would be from a certain sign painter, where another car would be that's done by another sign painter. It's kind of like somebody's signature. Everybody has their own touch to it.
And how about your first jobs? Were you good at it when you first started?
Oh, I was horrible, for crying out loud. But it was just to have the, compassion to want to copy or duplicate, something that was, that you had seen that had inspired you, always kept you, or kept me, looking for that next job and how to improve it and make a better layout or make it read better or colors or whatever it is.
Now, you mentioned you get to invent your own font basically with every job. How do you work with, say, a client to say, this is what we want these letters to look like?
Well, every job, of course, is different, but you got to keep in mind, whether, you have a sign that is going to be on the side of a roadway and you really only have, say, 3 seconds to read the information on this sign. You have to make it bold and very easy to read versus a sign that you might be able to walk up to, that would be on a sidewalk for a storefront or something, where you can walk up to it and actually take your time and look at it. You kind of have a different approach to layout. Now, everything's different.
I love that you're inspired by watching race cars. A lot of kids would get excited about the cars. You got inspired by the design, and now you do designs on cars. What goes into pinstriping or other designs that you'd put on a car?
As far as like pinstriping goes, I kind of read the car to look at it, whether it may be like, so let's just say, somebody just brought me a brand new, Mercedes Benz or something like that, or a brand new Cadillac. We would want to go with more of a traditional style, straight line type of thing down the side of it. Now, if you brought me, like say a 1932, Ford street rod that was fenderless and it had flames all over it, now we're opening the doors to, where we can get creative and, start to do something with a car that, was basically built as a custom car, but if you brought me a stock original, 32 Ford, I would put, inclined to put more of the straight line, striping that was put on in a factory. So, it's very interesting. You got to kind of read the vehicles, read the customers, and see what they want,
Talking to Jeff Williams of the King of Paint about traditional sign painting, hand lettering, and more. He's been doing it for a good long while. He's based now in St. Francis, Wisconsin. Is there a job, or is there a job or two, Jeff, that you think back on? Do you think it was a lot of fun to do, or a challenge that was worth the effort? Something that stands out in your career?
Actually, as far as I certainly have not felt like I've ever had a job. So I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I've never felt like I've had to go on to work. You know,
nice.
So it's one of those things. But I guess I've had some very challenging jobs, and just recently here, actually last year, I did some bicycles for Harley Davidson. Actually, they made a limited run of some pedal bicycles. And there was, there was striping. There was like six stripes on each wheel. And so I had to stripe these wheels. And that was a challenge, trying to put six stripes on a bicycle wheel. So, you know.
That sounds like fine detail work.
Yes, yes. It was very challenging. It kind of, had me thinking and, but we got the job done. I think we did like 35 bicycles. So I had, 70 wheels to stripe.
Do you see a growing demand maybe for this kind of custom hand-painted work these days?
Well, yes. I guess I see, that there's always going to be something that's going to need to be hand done. And, for instance, I get people that bring me like a vintage race car that they have restored or a vintage motorcycle. And, basically they were hand done back in the day and a sticker just won't do. So, but I get people coming from a further distance to have me do work for them, versus back in the day when I first started, you probably only had local people come. And now I get people that travel for hours to come to have me letter their motorcycle tank, or whatever it may be.
Jeff, you said you don't think of yourself as working. Do you see yourself retiring someday, or is this something you just are going to keep doing as long as you can?
Well, I've been telling people that if they want something done, because they'll say, well, I want to get this done in the future. I said, well, you got between now and the time I'm dead to catch me, because I'm going to be doing it till I'm dead.
All right.
I can't think of anything else to do.
Jeff, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing your work with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Jeff Williams of the King of Paint. He's been practicing the craft of traditional sign painting since 1980. He does hand lettering, pinstriping, and gold leaf gilding at his shop based in St. Francis, Wisconsin.